Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, July 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 91 years ago, today in 1933, Wiley Post, an American aviator, completed the first solo flight around the world, covering nearly 16,000 miles in 7 days, 18 hours, and 49 minutes. This historic journey showcased remarkable advancements in aviation and solidified Post's status as a pioneering figure in the field. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. It looks like we're in for a partly sunny day, with a high near 83 and wind of 5 to 8 mph. Tonight, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Monday will be at 6:30 a.m., with the high tide at 12:45 p.m. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect showers and possible thunderstorms from Tuesday through Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the upper 70s to low 80s. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 69. Friday will be partly sunny and partly cloudy at night. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, more than 40 Massachusetts beaches were closed for swimming this weekend due to dangerously high bacteria levels, or cyanobacteria blooms, according to the state's beach closure dashboard. On Cape Cod, Clipper Lane Beach and Fallens Pond Beach in Dennis and Marconi Beach in Wellfleet were closed because of high bacteria levels. Longnook Beach in Truro may remain closed for the rest of the summer due to eroding cliffs. The state's beach water quality dashboard, updated twice daily, shows recent water quality tests. Officials warn against swimming at any closed beaches to avoid illness. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers are gearing up for a significant boost in their pitching lineup. Tyler Glasnow, the club's all-star right-hander, is set to return from the injured list on Wednesday to face the San Francisco Giants. Additionally, manager Dave Roberts announced that Clayton Kershaw will rejoin the rotation on Thursday, marking his return from off-season shoulder surgery and starting his 17th season with the team. Glasnow will not have strict innings limitations, despite having thrown 109 innings this season. Kershaw's return is timely, as the Dodgers' rotation has struggled recently. In local sports, the Red Sox on the road lost to the Dodgers 9-6. And tonight, the Sox are on the road in Colorado to take on the Rockies. In top news, immunotherapy is revolutionizing cancer treatment. A breakthrough occurred in April 2023 when Marcela Moss and Brian Choi, researchers at Mass General in Boston, treated a patient with glioblastoma using genetically modified white blood cells. The patient's tumor, previously the size of a strawberry, almost completely disappeared overnight. This remarkable regression was repeated in subsequent patients. Glioblastoma, a fatal brain cancer, had shown stubborn resistance to traditional treatments. However, this immunotherapy approach, using engineered T cells, demonstrated potential for tackling even the most aggressive cancers. This method could transform cancer treatment forever. In business news, Wall Street is eyeing America's booming battery storage sector. Entrepreneur Sheldon Kimber is installing giant batteries in Texas and California, which charge during the day using solar power and sell energy at higher prices in the evening. Kimber, chief executive of Intersect Power, believes the increasing power demand and extreme weather events will make this a profitable venture. Intersect Power is raising $837 million for battery projects, which will power nearly 400,000 homes. The sector is growing rapidly, driven by solar energy and billions of dollars from investors. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,700. Ethereum is just under $3,500. And Solana is $181. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A new genetic test, inspired by a mountain rescue dog named Shola, aims to eradicate progressive retinal atrophy, or PRA, in English shepherds. Shola, who went blind due to PRA, led researchers to identify the genetic variant responsible for the condition. Catherine Stanbury from the University of Cambridge explained that PRA, which causes blindness in over 100 dog breeds, has no treatment and is often breed-specific. The team developed a $48 DNA test to detect the variant, potentially preventing affected dogs from breeding. This breakthrough could eliminate PRA in English shepherds, preserving their valuable traits. And in entertainment news, Twisters is making waves at the box office with a global gross of $123 million. While it earned $27.1 million from 76 foreign territories over the weekend, its domestic performance was stronger, raking in $80.5 million. The film, directed by Lee Isaac Chung, stars Daisy Edgar Jones, Glenn Powell, and Anthony Ramos. Meanwhile, Despicable Me 4 has surpassed $500 million globally, and Inside Out 2 is nearing $1.443 billion worldwide, potentially becoming the highest-grossing animated film in history. Well, alrighty, folks. It's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Italian polymath and inventor, Leonardo da Vinci. And he said, "When once you have tasted flight, you will forever walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward. For there you have been, and there you will always long to return." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.